From the Behavioral Health Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the Behavioral Health Division's response to the state's survey of the Hilltop program. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Proceed. Yes.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, this is a written report that we were asked to provide as follow-up to the October meeting of the Health and Human Needs Committee, in which I presented this information verbally. So this is essentially a continuation of that report. Madam Chair, if you'd like me to review the report again, I can, or if you'd just like me to update you as to the current status of the Hilltop program.
A little bit of both.
You want me to go through the report or both? Okay. So in the October meeting, I reviewed the results of the survey that Hilltop had received, in which we received an immediate jeopardy citation. We subsequently received the citations, and those citations were related to the submission of caregiver misconduct investigations, in which we, as a behavioral health division, substantiated those allegations. So what occurred was an incident occurred on one of the units that came to the attention of management, subsequently administration. That incident was investigated. We found that there was caregiver misconduct that had occurred, and we self-reported that information to the state of Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin then came in, as is common, and looked at that investigation and the process that investigation took. What the findings of the survey revealed was that there was a delay in the reporting of the allegation. The delay was, the result of that delay was that we were levied the immediate jeopardy citation. That immediate jeopardy was removed within the context of that initial survey, and then we received additional citations later on as a result of that initial survey. Again, that is also very common with these types of citations. When you have an immediate jeopardy, you have to submit a removal plan. The removal plan is then reviewed. If it's accepted, then the immediate jeopardy is removed. And then at some point later on, you receive the lower level citations. All that occurred, and we have conducted our plan of correction. The plan of correction was accepted. We had a follow-up survey from the state of Wisconsin related to those lower-level citations, and we are now in compliance on the Hilltop unit. As of November 25th, we were found to be in compliance with all those citations that were issued in the subsequent survey. I went through a number of the corrective actions that were included in the plan of correction, mostly related to training our staff on timely reporting of any incidents that may possibly be caregiver misconduct. We're not asking them to make the final determination. We're saying that you have to report that onto management. Management then needs to report that onto administration. That all has to be done immediately. And in the case of these situations, there was approximately a 24-hour delay in that reporting.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo, and then Supervisor Weishan.
Madam Chair, my question is, who did you inform about the care misconduct and all the citation? Was it just Mr. Colon to inform the county exec, and did you inform the county board?
Yes.
All three? Who at the county board did you inform?
I informed Supervisor West.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I would like to receive your place on file, too.
Okay. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do we have an idea of what the experience level of staff was and that what the experience level of staff is that work in this area?
It's a very much a cross-section. We have some staff that have been there for many, many years that know the residents very, very well, and then we obviously have turnover and new staff that are coming in all the time. In terms of our management structure up there, the managers that are up there have both been around for a couple years, two or three years, supervising those units. And the off-shift supervisor that was cited in this allegation had been around for only about 2 months.
I guess then my next question is, do we have a normal like training regimen where we make sure that employees go through some type of training to make sure that they're up to date on the rules and regulations and what they're supposed to be doing?
Yes, all staff as part of their new employee orientation receive a full caregiver misconduct training session. It's a 2-hour block of time that we dedicate to every single staff person who comes into the organization about what their specific requirements are in terms of reporting caregiver misconduct. That training is customized a bit depending on the level of the individual in the organization. Line staff receive training in terms of identification, what constitutes caregiver misconduct. Our management staff receives not only that training, but then they also are trained on what their requirements are in terms of our policy, and then administrators receive additional training in terms of how to conduct an investigation.
How often is that training done or refreshed?
It's done for everyone when they come into the building, and then there are specific targeted areas of the policy and the process that are updated every year in our annual training updates. And there's post tests that all staff have to take to demonstrate competencies in those areas.
Do you have a guesstimate on how many hours each person spends a year going through this type of training?
The annual training, it's a yearly training that probably takes about 2 hours to get through. Mm-hmm. That's a guess. There are each case specifically when there's specific performance issues or issues that are identified in terms of caregiver misconduct, then we break down that training to a very employee-specific area. So each employee then gets additional trainings as is indicated based on performance.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Real quick question.
Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I might have missed it, but who conducts the training?
It depends on who. Most of the preliminary trainings are conducted by our Staff Development and Educational Services branch.
Okay.
The additional specific employee training is typically conducted either by managers or by our Director of Quality Assurance or by myself or the program administrator in which that employee works.
Okay.
It kind of depends on the situation, who's conducting that additional training.
And is it like a classroom setting or on-the-job training? Or
The preliminary training is a classroom as part of the employee orientation. The annual training, we have a whole unit that's dedicated to training, and there are specific areas that the employee gets their updated training on throughout that entire unit. So it's a pretty organized way of getting that information.
Okay. And what was the name of that division that does the training again? You said the who?
It's our educational, it's staff education.
Staff education.
Under the Office of Quality and Compliance.
They aren't in this. They aren't in here. I didn't see them in here. Heck, in the annual report. Which one would they fall under? In the organizational chart, which one would they fall under? Under. Okay. All right. Well, you. Okay.
And we will put the DHHS annual report on the agenda for next month. We meant to do that this month, and it got overlooked, unfortunately. I wasn't able to attend agenda setting this month. So my co-chair attended for me, and that somehow got off the radar. So we will do that next month.
Just let me know next time.
I will. All right. Is there any other comments or questions on this report?
What report do we have next time?
The BHD. I'll forward that to you.
Everything's in there.
You did send that out to committee members, right? Correct. Yeah.
The training piece would be good to have in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not new, is it?
No, they do that every year. Okay. And I do believe we will put this item on at least one more time, just to make sure that we're staying on top of it. So we'll have this item again next month, unless there's any objection by committee. All right. Okay. It says informational, unless... Okay, sorry. We do have a motion to receive and place on file. Is there any other comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the motion.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file prevails.
Thank you.